Well, this week kicks off the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Mentoring Camp. The mission of the camp is to teach young men principles of manhood and, of course, to create responsible leaders. So, Steve, we got to ask you, how excited are you and are you ready?
Yeah, man, it's just so it's important thing, man. I love these boys. I love the changes I see in their lives. Some tremendous stories. A kid sent me a picture today. Not Nick Young. What's my cat's name? He was on top of the plaque at Morehouse with his graduation hat on. He said, "Mr. Harvey, we did it." No, because I helped him through school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, "Mr. Harvey, we did it." And the boy sitting on top of the Morehouse sign with his graduation cap on. He graduated from Morehouse.
That's what
just another
about,
little
Steve.
Dude that's been coming to the program for years.
That's an accomplishment.
I told you about the young cat that's doing the closing remarks on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At the camp. Uh-huh.
This young man got his call into the ministry 8 years ago at 16 years old. He got called by God to the ministry. He's a minister in L.A. He does pop-up shops for millennials,
mm-hmm.
And he's doing the closing ceremony. He surprised me at the camp. And then I got another cat that does all the pictures for the camp. He came up yesterday. We surprised him paying for his last year of college because he wasn't going to be able to go.
Oh,
and so we just took it over and paid for his final year of college, man, so he could go to school. It's just a lot of lives, man, out here get changed with these boys, you know. Mm-hmm. And let me encourage everybody, you don't have to be famous or wealthy to change a boy's life. You just have to be able to sit him down and tell him about manhood. That's all they want to know. They just want to know how to be men. And if you can show it to them, it can change their life.
I love it.
Great
love
program.
It.
Excited.
Outstanding, Steve.
Gonna be now. Well, right now I'm barbecuing. So.
We know.
Who barbecues at this time of the morning, though? That's crazy.
Shirley. Oh, I'm doing chicken and salmon right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, who you cooking for, dog?
Sounds like himself.
Who all want to come through here?
Oh, okay.
My son is here, Beatty here.
Your
Boomerang
assistant.
Here. That's five people.
That's five
you got
already.
You got some
radio dude from Macon.
You got some Earl Campbell's, dog?
Couldn't find none, man.
But do you still eat that, Steve?
What?
Girl, you know the rules change. Girl,
I know. That's what I wanted him to say.
Say what?
That's barbecue, man.
Surely, I don't. No meal restrictions at the ranch?
What else do you throw out the window when you get to the ranch? Do you cuss down there much?
No, not that much. Just air. Air now and then.
Describe your outfit, Steve, looking like Indiana Jones down there.
Oh, he got that. He got that knife on his side.
Both of
hunting. I put the knife on as soon as I finish radio.
Yes,
both of them.
It's
for the boys, you know.
For the boys.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not whooping me,
Steve.
You think they're gonna try you?
Are you crazy?
They ain't finna
try you. I'm not gonna stab you, Dale. It's a deterrent.
Right, right.
You see these knives, you just go jump on somebody else.
Yeah, you fall back. For
you don't
sure.
care who they jump on, it just ain't gonna be on.
Oh, yeah. No, the knives ain't for stabbing nobody. It's a deterrent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like insurance. You don't really need insurance till you die.
Right.
Till you die.
So do you have on camouflage, khakis, jeans, what?
Today is all khaki right now. I probably gonna go change into some camo. You know, and some acid shirts and, you know, I got some Columbia shirts, my fishing shirts. I'm supposed to go fishing with my buddy today, Bass Pro, come down here, Kendall.
Oh, yeah.
Comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Probably go fishing with him today. A little hard for me to sit on the boat right now because I got to squat to get down on the boat.
Oh, yeah, you're
that ain't so bad, but it's getting up, though, is the hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
go ahead and take two more
Steve.
Of them oxymorons and I'll be fine.
Did you be fishing, though?
We gotta go. Stop saying that. We gotta go. All right, listen. Nephew Tommy is up next with the prank phone call. That's coming up right after this. Crazy.